The Mind of the Artist, Unveiling the Creative Psyche. As an artist and psychologist, I've long been fascinated by the inner workings of the creative mind. What drives artists to create? How does their unique perception of the world shape their art? In The Mind of the Artist, I delve deep into these questions, exploring the psychological underpinnings of creativity and the personality traits that define great artists. The openness factor, the key to creativity. At the heart of artistic creativity lies a fundamental trait, openness. This isn't just about being receptive to new ideas. It's a complex, multifaceted characteristic that profoundly shapes how artists perceive and interact with the world around them. Imagine your mind as a sieve. For most people, this sieve filters out a great deal of information, allowing only the most relevant stimuli to pass through. But for artists high in openness, this sieve is more porous. They're bombarded with a constant stream of sensations, ideas, and emotions that others might overlook or ignore. This heightened sensitivity can be both a blessing and a curse. On one hand, it provides artists with a rich tapestry of experiences to draw from in their work. They notice the subtle play of light on a rainy street, the complex emotions flickering across a stranger's face, the hidden rhythms in everyday sounds. This wealth of sensory input fuels their creativity, allowing them to make unexpected connections and see the world in novel ways. But this openness can also be overwhelming. Many artists describe feeling constantly on edge, their minds racing with thoughts and ideas. It's no coincidence that conditions like anxiety and depression are more common among creative individuals. The same sensitivity that fuels their art can make everyday life feel intense and chaotic. Take Vincent van Gogh, for example. His letters reveal a man acutely attuned to the world around him, describing colors and light with an almost painful intensity. This openness allowed him to create breathtaking works of art, but it also contributed to his struggles with mental health. The creative process, harnessing chaos. So how do artists channel this flood of sensory input into coherent works of art? It's a process of imposing order on chaos, of finding patterns and meaning in the swirling maelstrom of their minds. Many artists describe their creative process as a kind of trance state. They lose themselves in their work, time seems to slow or stop, and ideas flow freely. This state, which psychologists call flow, is characterized by intense focus and a sense of effortless creativity. But achieving this state isn't easy. It requires a delicate balance between challenge and skill, between structure and freedom. Too much structure can stifle creativity, while too little can lead to aimless wandering. Successful artists learn to navigate this balance. They develop routines and practices that help them access their creativity while also providing the discipline needed to complete their work. For some, this might mean setting strict working hours. For others, it might involve specific rituals or environments that help them get into the right mindset. Consider the novelist Haruki Murakami. He famously follows a strict daily routine when writing, waking at 4 a.m. and working for 5 to 6 hours straight. This structure provides a framework within which his imagination can roam freely. The role of trauma in art. While openness and creative processes are crucial, there's another factor that often plays a significant role in shaping an artist's work: trauma. Many great artists have experienced significant trauma in their lives, and this pain often becomes a driving force in their art. Art can serve as a way to process and transform traumatic experiences. By recreating these experiences symbolically through their work, artists can gain a sense of control over their pain. They can explore difficult emotions in a safe, contained way, and potentially find meaning or beauty in their suffering. Frida Kahlo's work is a powerful example of this. Her paintings, with their vivid depictions of physical and emotional pain, were deeply influenced by the injuries she sustained in a bus accident as a young woman. Through her art, she was able to explore and express her suffering in a way that resonated with viewers around the world. However, it's important to note that trauma isn't a prerequisite for great art. Many successful artists lead relatively stable, happy lives. The key is not the presence of trauma itself, but rather how an individual processes and expresses their experiences, whatever they may be. The artist's personality, beyond stereotypes. There's a common stereotype of the tortured artist, the brooding, unstable genius creating masterpieces from their pain. While there's some truth to this image, the reality is far more complex and nuanced. Artists, like all people, have diverse personalities. Some are extroverted and gregarious, others introverted and solitary. Some are highly disciplined, others more spontaneous and chaotic. What they tend to share, however, is that core trait of openness, a willingness to engage deeply with their experiences and emotions, and to express these through their art. This openness often comes with other traits. Many artists score high in neuroticism, meaning they tend to experience emotions more intensely than average. They may also be more prone to mood swings and anxiety. But these traits, while challenging, can also fuel their art, providing the emotional depth and intensity that makes their work compelling. Artists also tend to be high in trait absorption, the tendency to become completely engrossed in sensory or imaginative experiences. This allows them to lose themselves in their work, achieving that coveted state of flow. Conclusion: the beautiful complexity of the artist's mind. As we've explored, the mind of the artist is a complex, often contradictory place. It's a realm of intense sensitivity and deep emotion, of chaos and order, of pain and beauty. Artists see the world differently, feeling and experiencing life with an intensity that can be both exhilarating and overwhelming. But it's precisely this unique perspective that allows artists to create works that move and inspire us. They translate their inner experiences into forms that we can all share, helping us see the world through new eyes and feel emotions we might not otherwise access. Understanding the psychology of creativity doesn't diminish the magic of art. Instead, it deepens our appreciation for the incredible complexity of the human mind and the remarkable individuals who dedicate their lives to exploring and expressing its depths. As we continue to study and understand the artist's mind, we open up new possibilities not just for creating art, but for understanding ourselves and our shared human experience.